Here's Kane into the Sabre zone, top of the right circle to Murphy, high slot. Shoot, he scores! Connor Murphy with a hard wrist shot from about 15 feet inside the Sabre blue line.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Connor Murphy back on the show. Apparently the last time you were on, Connor, it went well because we re-invited you.
I don't mind that.
Congratulations. Got a nice run going here. How do the boys keep it going?
It's been great. Yeah, I think just kind of coming together as a team, and obviously we had some new guys a little while ago, a couple trades, and it's starting to click a little bit, and guys getting chemistry going, so it's nice. And obviously road wins feel good, so it'll be huge for us to have another one tonight and then get back home and play a lot better there too.
Have you been superstitious at all in your career? Like, have you changed your underwear since the streak started or anything like that?
I don't go that crazy. I have my routines, I'd say, but the clothing definitely gets changed. I definitely got to stand that. It'd be pretty gross.
So you do the laundry?
That would be.
I should ask Tony Esposito or even Savvy and the old guys about that. Can you imagine how nasty it would be if a hockey player didn't change clothes? Oh man,
we shower a lot though. You'd be surprised. Like we were talking the other day, when you practice in the morning and then every game at night, and usually like shower right when you get up. So you shower after every skate and then usually shower after every nap. And we love our naps too. So that's got to be 4 or 5 showers a day.
I'm going to get Dave Ennin in here, but something else came up last week that I haven't asked any of the guys. And, you know, being a hockey nut like I am, and I played at the highest level on my pond near my house when I was a kid. But last week when we had wind chills of 50 and 60 below, when do hockey players get cold? Like, do you get cold at your house? Do you ever feel like, wow, I need a jacket? When does a hockey player feel like he's cold?
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone gets pretty cold. I think just, I don't know if it's just a stereotype playing that way, just because when you're playing, a lot of people have tried skating. You know how hard it is and how much kind of a total body workout it is. So it definitely gets your heart rate up pretty high. So you definitely get a good sweat going. So you don't really feel too much cold when you're playing. But other than that, yeah, I wasn't handling the cold last week too well, that's for sure.
It's hard for me to picture, like, you know, Duncan Keith with a blankie on at home because he's chilly.
Yeah, he's different. He's a different breed, though. That guy's nuts. So.
I watched the thing that Duncan Keith did with Catherine Tappan, though, for NBC, and he said that he doesn't mind the cold, but the wind is the thing that he cannot handle here.
Yeah, well, that's fine, but my favorite quote throughout the rest of the day will be Connor Murphy saying, yeah, that guy's nuts. That's all I needed. Dave Ennin.
Pull that out however you want. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Connor, 11 goals in 2 games since the break. You were part of it on Friday night at Buffalo with a goal. Is there anything that you think was it the break kind of good for this team, even though you were coming off a couple of wins, to kind of get a little bit of rest and get refreshed for the stretch run here?
It's always nice, yeah. I think, I don't know, you always look into it probably more than you need to, whether it's off losses or wins and wanting to keep your momentum or gain energy or however that'll work. It's always nice to regroup mentally and get away.
We lose our eye. Nope. Still with us, Connor? Wonder how long I'll be willing to wait. Connor Murphy! We lost him.
Reconnect there.
Let's reconnect because we still have a question to ask him.
Is it something I said to him?
Yeah. Yeah, he's obviously angry. It's the MB Financial Bank Breakfast with the Blackhawk.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
Back with Connor Murphy. We got a bad cell line there, but we are back now. Dave, were you done offending Connor where he hung up on us, or did you have something else to offend him?
I think I've already done the damage here. Sorry about that, Connor.
Justin.
That's right, Dave. No, I gotta stop ignoring my cell phone bills. I just kind of toss them to the side of the counter.
Yeah, you gotta pay those, man. You gotta pay
Connor,
them.
You guys have success like you've had in the last four games, and it's obvious you're scoring a lot of goals, especially in the last two. Is there something that inside the locker room that you guys can pinpoint that we're not maybe paying attention to that you're improving upon that is making you win these games?
Well, I don't know. I think it's nice to see when you start getting wins, you kind of overcome those losing streaks early in the year. Guys can just kind of play their game and have fun with it. And you look at, I mean, the one detail, our power play has been clicking really well, and you see the plays Kaner's making on that half fall and the streak he's been on too, scoring and setting up plays. So some guys just start getting their rhythm, and you start figuring out tendencies and stuff as the year gets going in the second half, and seems to be working a little better.
I got a little mini home stretch coming. That's always good. Since moving here, have you developed a love for Chicago?
Yeah, definitely. It's I've gone up to Lincoln Park, up and running there now, and had my family in for Christmas, and we're all commenting it's been the favorite spot that we've been so far. And it's an unreal city, and I think even in the winter, it's got a lot to like around the holidays.
Sure.
And get to enjoy the season. So, I mean, I haven't spent the whole summer in Chicago yet, but it's unbelievable.
You'll love it,
Connor. You mentioned playing with Patrick Kane, and he's having like an MVP season. Do you?
For sure.
Does it ever not impress you? Like, do you become numb to playing around that genius, or is it impressive every single thing he does on the ice?
It's impressive. He's one of those guys that you kind of tell people when they ask you about the team and stuff. And he's a name that comes up that just every day, it just seems like he's, I don't know, you can't find anything in the off day in him. Like, he just goes out and it's just easy. It looks easy for him. His body works really hard, but he's on all the time, and he's able to make plays and carry a team. Even when the game gets intense, he's a guy. I mean, you see Taser also recently, but Kinner's a guy that just steps up and makes a play. He's got three guys on. They'll find a way to find space and create a chance as well. And he's a competitor, so it's fun to see. And definitely one of those guys you look at just as being lucky to have played with your career.
You know, Connor, you'll have to go to YouTube to see these videos because you won't remember because you weren't alive. But Magic Johnson did things with a basketball that nobody saw coming. Pistol Pete Maravich did things with a basketball that'd be fun for you to see on YouTube. But I mean, that's what Kanter reminds me of on the ice. He does things with a puck that you don't see other people do.
He definitely does, and I mean, you'll have practice days like even yesterday. We have we'll do a little mini game, just 3-on-3, just kind of mix a little fun and competitiveness, and everyone's kind of doing their normal thing, involved in the puck a little bit, and then he grabs it and goes. When he gets down by the goal line and goes bar down, it's just, it kind of stops everyone. You look at each other and you're like, oh, that's just him. So it makes it fun.
You got the Oilers, then home for the Canucks and the Red Wings, at Boston, home for the Devils and the Blue Jackets. It's going to be a good run here. So let's keep it going.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys.